I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, holiday dilemmas, big and small, the Mocha Moms on making Christmas multicultural, to Kwanzaa or not to Kwanzaa, and our wine diva, Kelly Crossley, on what you need to know about the sparkly stuff. But first, we want to talk about a very serious and important subject. A landmark bill signed into law in New Jersey yesterday. It abolished the death penalty. New Jersey Governor John Corzine's signature made his state the first in nearly 40 years to end capital punishment. The move is being hailed by death penalty opponents around the world, but condemned by many state officials, especially Republicans who are a minority in the state house, as a sign of weakness in a world beset by terrorism and other dangers. New Jersey State Senator Ray Lesniak sponsored the law. He joins us now from member station WBGO in Trenton. And Clay Richards is assistant director of Quinnipiac University's Polling Institute, which did extensive polling in the state on this subject. He joins us by phone. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Great to be here.
Thank you, Michelle.
Now, and Senator, if we could start with you, why was this bill so important to you? And I'm not being trivial when I say that I think it's generally not a big vote getter to pursue eliminating the death penalty. So why was this a priority for you?
Well, it certainly is not. In fact, in 1982, I voted to reinstate the death penalty in the state of New Jersey. As a result of that, recognized a few years ago the mistake I made, and I was thankful that no one had been executed in the interim. I myself had a spiritual conversion, which also led me to a political conversion, enabling me to vote my conscience and not concerned about how it would affect my reelection. I think I was very proud of the legislature, Republicans and Democrats, who supported this measure, because it's certainly not a popular one with the general voters.
Well, talk to me both about the substance and then about the politics. You said you had a spiritual conversion. What did that conversion, to what conclusion did that lead you?
Well, it led me to the importance of life and the barbaric act of taking any human life, and the need for us as a society to make a statement, as most of the free world does. If you look at the quote terrorist nations of Iraq and Iran and Libya, Saudi Arabia, they have the death penalty. The rest of the free world, including countries like Israel, do not. I think it's important for us to join company with those countries and eliminate the death penalty, because there's really no need for it.
And what about the politics of it? Do you think the public supports you in this?
Well, in New Jersey, I think they do, even though the Quinnipiac poll can be read in many, many different ways. If you look at, though, if the one question, would you rather have life without any chance of parole or the death penalty, people would side with life without parole, although they would make exceptions for specific crimes. You know, those subtleties are important to the populace, and we recognize that. But from a conscience level and at a state level, it was much more important for us to make a statement that it's not necessary for the state to enact vengeance. That's left to a higher power than us.
Okay. Clay Richards, will you help us a little bit on what exactly you think New Jersey voters, where they are on this question?
Well, I think there's been an evolution in public opinion in New Jersey on the death penalty question, and it has evolved as the option of life in prison without parole has emerged. In 2003, when we asked about that option, the voters still preferred the death penalty, 49-45. This year, when we asked about that option, that they preferred the option of life without parole, 52-39. I think what has happened is that the people of New Jersey want justice rather than revenge, and over the years, public opinion has evolved to the point where people believe that justice is served by life in prison without parole, and it's not necessary to execute these murderers as long as it's guaranteed that they stay in prison for the rest of their life.
What do you think accounts for the shift, Clay Richards? Because you've got all kinds of data points that could push opinion either way. On the one hand, you've got fewer and fewer people being executed. I don't think New Jersey's executed anybody in years. On the other hand, you've had a number of terrorist incidents hit very close to home in New Jersey, certainly 9/11, and you've also had a number of very high-profile cases in the area that you could see where that could push people in a different direction. So what do you think accounts for the shift in public attitude?
Well, a lot of it is that there's no death penalty culture in New Jersey. As you said, there hasn't been an execution there since 1963, I think, and that makes a difference. In Texas, they executed somebody in September, so obviously it is not on the public agenda the way that it is in other states. And New Jersey, of course, is a more liberal state. They have a record of voting Democratic, and that our polls show that the question of the death penalty divides on party lines, that Republicans favor keeping the death penalty, while the Democrats go for the option of life without parole.
Senator,
I would like to add to that to that question, if I may.
Sure.
I also think a factor has been that we're seeing more and more people who have been convicted of murder, sentenced to die, only to be found years later, thankfully before execution, that they were innocent. So I think, as with DNA evidence, been able to make that proof and people being released who were formerly on death penalty throughout the country, I think that certainly has helped change people's views.
I think the senator is absolutely right on that, and that is why the option of life without parole has gained strength in the 7 years we've been polling on that question.
But, Senator, on New Jersey's death row right now, there are 8 people, and I don't think there's any doubt that those people currently on death row in New Jersey are guilty, and a number of them have been convicted of some very heinous crimes. One of them is a sex offender who murdered a 7-year-old girl. Clearly, many people will say that these people, about whom there is no doubt and whom juries have been found to be guilty of heinous crimes, should be executed, and the families of these victims are particularly upset. What do you say to them?
Well, it's very difficult to deal with that issue because it's so emotional, and I have no idea how I would react. Maybe I would react the same way under the circumstances. Most families of murder victims, dozens who testified before our committee, believe in the life sentence without parole rather than the death penalty, saying that it brings finality for them, that they don't have to suffer through the endless appeals, and that you just don't get any satisfaction out of seeing someone executed.
People of New Jersey are very strong on that point. We purposely asked them the loaded question, what about cases of serial killers or child killers? And in those cases, 78%, that's nearly everybody, said, yes, we should keep the death penalty in that case, and only 18% opposed it.
I want to add something to that.
Sure.
About the certainty of the death penalty.
I just wanted to ask. I just wanted to clarify. Sure. I want to make sure I understood what Mr. Richards said. You're saying that this is one area in which New Jersey voters would prefer that there be some exceptions in a few limited cases that the death penalty be preserved. Is that what you're saying, Mr. Richards?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. 78% said in case of these heinous crimes that that there should be a death penalty.
Okay, Senator, you were going to say.
And that is correct, but there's never certainty. Any human system is subject to a human error. We just saw recently someone who, but for one juror, would have been sentenced to the death penalty, was convicted of committing the most heinous crimes you can possibly imagine, raping a 7- and 8-year-old boy and girl, hammering nails into the boy's head, strangling and sexually abusing the girl, confessed to the crime. Had people testify. As a matter of fact, somebody who testified against him was found to be the one who actually did the murder. If he had been executed, it would have been, a horrible travesty. And yet, people were certain that he did the crime. But it's not just that. It's also a question of whether we should be, as a state, in the business of deciding who should live and who should die. Since we reenacted the death penalty, there have been about 10,000 murders or so. Around 50 of those have been sentenced to execution. Well, what about the other 9,950? What makes those 50 different than the others? We would have to execute someone once a week to make it fair. So I think on balance, it's just better for us and right for us not to make the decision who should live and who should die, and society is protected and justice is best served with a life sentence without the possibility of parole.
Senator, I credit your point that this is a matter of conscience for you, as well as your sense that the death penalty just doesn't work. But do you worry, as a Democrat, Governor Corzine is a Democrat, that New Jersey State Assembly is controlled by Democrats, do you worry that abolishing the death penalty will become a campaign issue for you, that Republicans will target the party as being soft on crime?
You know, if we have to worry about things of conscience that we think are important and the right thing to do, if we have to worry about our election, we shouldn't be running for office. I made that mistake back in 1982. Thankfully, I had the chance to correct that mistake. We should be concerned about doing what we think is right and let the chips fall where they may. If that results in our defeat, so what? It's better to stand up for what you believe is right rather than do the politically correct thing.
Clay Richards, last question to you, just briefly, if you would. Do you think that New Jersey will be a harbinger of a shift in attitudes elsewhere around the country, or do you think that New Jersey just has a unique set of circumstances that led to this result?
Well, the states are moving very slowly on this issue, and I don't see any indication that there's going to be a lot more states repealing the death penalty.
Clay Richards is Assistant Director of the Quinnipiac University Polling Institute. He joined us from his home office on Long Island. We were also joined by New Jersey State Senator Ray Lesniak. He joined us from WBGO in Trenton. Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for speaking with us about this topic today.
Thank you, Michelle.
Great to be here. My pleasure.